Hey there, welcome to Intentional Living Center Today Live. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. We have our phone lines open, our doors open, and come on in. I need to say right up front, though, as sort of a disclaimer for parents, today is going to be an adult discussion. We're talking about pornography and hopefully some help. That's what we'd like to hear from you. What have you done to clear this out of your life? But it is going to be for adults today, okay? Come on in. This is Intentional Living.
From the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. We're at the phones ready for you at 1-888-888-1717. That's 1-888-888-1717. Now, to help you be intentional for your life, here's Randy.
All right. Thank you, Kurt. Welcome to Intentional Living Center. Speaking on behalf, I think, of men generally in this world that God has created, we have been made as men to be stimulated by sight. Sight is a powerful part of the attraction that occurs between men and women, especially for men, women as well, but men speaking for men. And it's a healthy thing within marriage, and it's a natural thing in terms of the way God created men and women. However, when anything that God has created to be what I would call his in biblical normalcy or the way God intended for it that gets distorted, gets out of hand, gets misused or abused, it creates problems. We see that in all areas of life. I mean, food is given to us for a good reason, but when it's misused, it can hurt us physically, right? And this is true as well. God created this process, men attracted to a woman, and physical attraction is a part of that. But God's intention is for purity, and that's why God speaks a great deal about modesty, about what's proper and appropriate in relationships. And Jesus says some really disturbing words to us. He talks about adultery in Matthew chapter 5, and he says, "You have heard it was said, do not commit adultery. But I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery in his heart." Ouch. Ouch, right, guys? Ouch. And God is a God of forgiveness, but he's also a God of accountability. And some of you, as a result of pornography, have seen your marriages destroyed, your families damaged, your relationships hurt at best and destroyed at worst. And I would ask the question today, is it worth it? I think the answer is no. But I would also ask you to share, because this program is all about hope and healing and wholeness and help, not just spitting in the wind. I'd ask you to share with us some things maybe you specifically have done to get the pornography out of your life, out of your home, free yourself of it. Men and women. We know it's both men and women wrestle with this. 888-888-1717 is my number. 888-888-1717. Now, with technology, we know it's even a greater problem than it used to be. I think to set the stage before we go to calls, this is a big issue to give you a perspective on it. Kirby Anderson, who's the president of Probe Ministries, made the statement, "The wages of sin are enormous when pornography is involved." He states that revenue from internet porn exceeds by nearly 2-to-1 ratio the combined revenues of ABC, CBS, and NBC. The sales of pornographic material on the internet surpass the cumulative sales of all other products sold online. Is it an issue? Are you alone? No. It's pervasive, and the question is, how important is it to you to deal with it? 888-888-1717.
Even in the ministry and working with other ministers that have been in the ministry or still, is that most ministers can't share. They don't have somebody that they can share and receive mercy.
He's moved to some other property that we own, and I went and got on his computer and found out that he was also into pornography, and I faced him with it. And at first he denied, and then he said, "Well, what do you expect?
All addictions, you know, bring pleasure of some sort. You cannot get to a point where the balance is unbalanced, where you hate it more than you love it. I don't know, unless God intervenes, I don't know that a person can really beat it. They have to come to that place where they hate it more than they love addiction."
Boy, that's worth the whole half hour right there. That's well stated, my friend. Let's go to Brian on the line. Brian, welcome to Intentional Living Center.
Well, thank you.
Appreciate
your... Thank you for having this topic today. This is something that's really touched me for a very long time.
When did it start?
I'd have to say I've been fighting this for probably about now 20, 25 years, maybe longer. It started when I was really, really young.
Yeah, it tends to be. All right. So when you say you struggle with it, you have, you're up and you're down. Are you
exactly.
winning? Are you winning the battle or losing the battle? Right.
At times I say I'm winning. You know, at this point in the stage, I got to a point where I was able to get rid of the internet and actually seek help through my church. And so I'd say I'm on the winning side, I guess.
What have you learned about this that's helped you, Brian?
That one, I know I'm not alone, and that there's resources out there to help fight this. And this is a very devastating disease, and if you don't get it under control, it's really going to tear your life away. And the only way to get it under control is through Jesus Christ. That is the only way I've found that I was able to find any success in finding this through the scriptures and through support at my church.
Yeah. Well, that's true. You know, there's a passage that talks to us in terms of how habits are formed, and this can be habit forming, and of course it's habits are reinforcing in terms of pleasure and so on, is that there's a process that we go through in habit formation that begins with what entices us and what our desires are. And it says that that leads eventually to death in our lives. And we know that habits are formed around things that are pleasurable and we see initially as reinforced in our life. And I have witnessed that if you want to change something in your life, you have to change ultimately your desires, your focus. You know, the scripture says that we are to set our minds on Christ. I teach at our Intentional Living conferences, and listen, I believe this about everything in life. Until we get mad enough that we say we want something better and different and healthier in our life, it doesn't happen. And the first thing in these letters of MAD for MAD, the first thing is for the letter M, is a new mindset on Christ. Until we change our minds to say, I'm going to put my focus on Christ and His desires for my life, His intentions for my life. And then, of course, there are the practical aspects of, like you said, getting rid of the internet. What are other things that you've done, Brian, that seem to help?
Yes.
What other things help besides getting rid of the internet?
Well, you gotta focus your mind on getting away from, you know, allowing the things you see to take root into your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that can be very, very difficult, and I've learned that quite well. And the only times that I'm able to really fight that is I stop, I gotta pray,
mm-hmm.
I gotta call on the Lord for His strength and read His words. I mean, for me, you know, the battle's not over, and I still have a long way to go, and that has been working for me.
That's good. Are you married, Brian?
No, I'm single.
Yeah.
And it's because of pornography that's kept me away from having any kind of relationship, mm-hmm. having any kind of intimacy. It just distorted my mind and how I view women.
You've done a couple things, Brian, that are key. One is you've admitted, I got a problem. You know how many people see this as not a problem, or they have excuses for it, or they blame others, or they justify it? That's our typical disposition toward this kind of thing in life. And you've just said, hey, you know, this is a problem. This has overtaken my life, and you've chosen not to get into relationships until you deal with this. And listen, and at the end of the program, Brian, we'll be praying for everybody, and I'll pray for you specifically as well, that God will give you freedom. I created a list of 10 things why not to get married that we've seen go out to thousands of people over the years, not because I'm negative on marriage, the opposite. I'm pro on marriage, God's way. But one of the reasons I tell single people, don't get married if, And this is one of them. If you have a problem with pornography, if this is an issue, because it creates a problem in marriage. Okay, Brian, we'll be praying for you here in just a little bit. Other callers are standing by. We'll get to in just a minute.
This is Dennis Hutchinson with news about how you can be intentional when it comes to staying safe online. When the internet first started to gain popularity, there was a lot of talk about putting filters in place to keep inappropriate images off your screen. Through the years, though, we've learned that even the best filters will miss some of those images. And Ron DeHaas with the ministry Covenant Eyes says the statistics show that even in the church, it's not always accidental.
How many Christian men have a struggle with internet pornography? And that question has been asked many times in many different surveys, and the answer almost universally comes back. 70% of Christian men struggle. However, for younger people, the younger the age gets, the higher that percentage goes.
Ron says more than 1 in 8 web searches are for inappropriate content, and 2/3 of kids admit to clearing their internet history to hide their online activity. And that's where a ministry like Covenant Eyes can help. They don't block any websites, but their software catches every website you go to and then sends that list to an accountability partner you select. With Intentional News, I'm Dennis Hutchinson.
Did you hear that? I've heard that before. That's really, that's cool. I think that you're talking about accountability. Hey, guys, ladies, how would you like to have every website you visit sent to an accountability partner? Which, by the way, is one of the things we need. We need accountability. We need each other when it comes to this area and other areas of our life. And if you'd like to know more about that, by the way, that resource connection for yourself, just come to our website. It's a resource available to you by going to theintentionallife.com. Click on the broadcast highlights, and the information for that resource is there for you. Okay? All right. Let me get to Wesley, who's on the line. Wesley, welcome to the program.
Hi. Thank you, Dr.
Appreciate your call. How does pornography impact your life?
Well, I'm calling on as far as with news from a friend who called me because he had a problem with it, and basically he had approached his leaders in the past, and basically the only thing I think he told me that he got out of them was, you know, like, hey, pray about it, this, that, and the other. But, you know, no support after that.
Mm.
So he called me and asked me if I would help him and be an accountability partner for him, with him. And so we did. We prayed. And it wasn't not only just him admitting he had a problem. He was, you know, honestly crying out because, you know, this was affecting him, affecting his marriage. He wanted help. So we got together, we prayed, I made some suggestions, and, you know, for a few weeks, you know, we got together each week, called each other every day, every time he had, you know, an urge or something like that, he would give me a call. So I was just listening about the information as far as with the Covenant Eyes.
Yes.
And he did apply for Covenant Eyes ministry. Made me one of his accountability partners, and so far over the past 6 months or so, it's been excellent. His relationship is being growing with his wife and church and things like that. And, you know, I find that encouraging that there are ministries out there that help people who you know, want help. You know, because outside of just admitting that you have a problem, you got to want help as well.
Absolutely, that's the first step, Wesley, is taking 100% responsibility. Until we admit we have a problem, none of us get to work on it. Until you admit that we eat too much, we don't stop that. Until we admit we work too much, we don't stop that. Until we admit we're not a good parent or not doing what we should be doing, we don't stop it. We fall into the blaming. That and making excuses and justification. I mean, we all do it in some areas of our lives, some less critical than others, but this I consider to be one of the critical areas because if you don't deal with this, as Wesley points out, it can be damaging to your marriage and your family and your relationships. Absolutely. So, all right. Well, Wesley, thank you for your call. I appreciate it today, and that's great. You can stand up and be an accountability partner for your friend there.
All right, Dr. Ailey, thank you. God bless you.
Thank you for your call. That's one of the keys here. I wrote down some keys for making your home porn free. I think the first step is what I just said. You have to admit you got a problem. You know, you got a problem. Can you, and how do you know if you have a problem? Can you walk away without taking a second look? You can't turn on television much these days without the challenge there. And then, of course, what's online and what gets to be pretty hard core pornography. The question is, when you stumble across something accidentally, not intentionally, you're not there, what do? I think that's a key in movies, magazines, online, and what have you. I think a second step is you got to clear out the temptations, maybe get rid of the internet. Certainly have accountability, as we've heard suggested, or have it available so your spouse, it's in the room where you're not going to be tempted to do that. Of course, I know people can find ways around these things. Clear out the TV channels and the magazines and the things in your life that come across your path as much as you can. I think there's a couple of real basic things you can do. And then, of course, getting to deal with the causes. What is the cause? We find that the triggers often go back to childhood. There was exposure early on, and that tends to reinforce throughout the years. That's why it's important as parents. Put the foundation in place with your kids, okay? That's important. More calls on pornography today and how to clear it out of your life. 888-888-1717.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Our lines are still open. 1-888-888-1717. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. Coming up, Dr. Randy's got more to help you be intentional for your life. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
She kisses me every day before we leave for work, even if she's mad at me.
Every Saturday morning, he gets up and makes everyone breakfast.
How does your affection for your spouse make your marriage better?
We do devotions together.
Start for Affection by Dr. Randy Carlson can help you develop that essential active ingredient in marriage, the affection that demonstrates love.
I've never felt closer to him.
Order Starve for Affection today at theintentionallife.com.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Have you started your Intentional One Thing Challenge yet? Maybe you're thinking this whole one thing really can't make a difference. Well, you know, one thing can make a huge difference in your life. To find out, go to theintentionallife.com, click on Inspiration, then Intentional Life Stories. And at the top of the page, you'll find Amy's story, and you'll discover just how significant that one thing can be. Again, that's theintentionallife.com. Randy.
All right, thank you, Kurt. It's a good reminder because our team put a lot of work into creating and finding and sharing these stories of people choosing to be intentional. So come to the website, check out the videos and the stories at theintentionallife.com. Okay, today we're talking about the power of the impact of pornography. This is an adult topic today. Just as a reminder, if you turn the radio on, we're talking about clearing our lives of pornography and the impact on our lives. And let's go to Melissa, who's next. Melissa, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Go right ahead. What's your story?
Well, my story, I'll be short. About 7 years ago, at 10 o'clock on a Saturday night, I received a phone call from a young woman. And she said, "You need to know your husband's having an affair with my best friend." Well, I called my husband, who was out of town, and I said, "What the blank is going on?" And he said, "I think you should know I've had 3 affairs in the last 6 years, and I'm addicted to pornography." Mm. And as I'm sure you can imagine, my world turned upside down. And ladies, I would tell you, my sense of self-worth fell about as far as a woman's can fall. Well, I want to give hope today because my husband is a recovering porn addict. I'm a recovering codependent. We went through a counseling program. I highly recommend counseling to anyone, mm-hmm. whether you are the spouse of an addict or you're an addict yourself, get counseling. We go every 2 weeks. We go to a group every Monday night. One room is for the men and one room is for the women. And it's a 12-step recovery program from this addiction. My husband has an accountability partner, and so do I. And we make calls to that person that's actually in our group every day. Covenant Eyes is on all of our electronics that we can put it on. Mm. We've gotten rid of Sports Illustrated. My husband's in the sports industry, so all of those sports magazines are gone. Victoria's Secret magazine is gone. Anything that might cause him to slip is gone from our lives. He has the 3-second rule where he cannot look at another woman for any longer than 3 seconds, and if he does, he needs to call his accountability partner. Dr. Randy, we've been married 20 years, and we are happier in the last 19 months than we've ever been in our entire lives. And I just want people to know there's hope. If you work a plan, there is hope to recover from this addiction.
Good for you, Melissa. That's not the average story, unfortunately, but yours is one of healing and hope. And you know the scars, and you know the issues that you're facing now, and the accountability is a lot of work, but God bless you. And we wish you the very best, and we pray for you as you continue down this path, Melissa. When I think of the passage in 1 John 1:9, that if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins, cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You can be made clean. Now, there may be consequences, as you've heard, about accountability and counseling and healing and restoration and time and, you know, all that you have to go through, but there is hope. There is healing. And Melissa, I appreciate your call. It's been very hopeful today. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Randy. Have a nice afternoon.
All right. Thank you. And I hear the excitement in your voice. All right. Anthony's on the line. Welcome to the program, my friend.
Hi. How are you doing?
Good. Good. Go right ahead. How has pornography impacted your life, and what have you been doing about it?
Well, unfortunately, it impacted my life, and it's part of the cause of my wife and I getting divorced, and, you know, I have regrets on it all the time. But after our divorce, God led me to him, and instead of being on the fence all the time, my intentional living is to be in the Word of God every single day and basically read scriptures, read his promises. One of my favorites that kind of leads me to have a little bit of hope, and I pray for this, is 1 Corinthians, where it talks about, in 1 Corinthians 7, it talks about not a woman depart from her husband, but if she does depart, then let them reconcile. And honestly, ever since that had happened, the divorce, I know it tore my family apart. I just pray that my wife, you know, or ex-wife accepts me back, because there's other scriptures in the Bible that say, you know, that whenever you do get divorced, the person you marry with is going to be living in adultery. Both you and those people are going to be living in adultery. And, you know, I don't want to go throughout my life being remarried and living in adultery all my life. So I praise God's word and giving me hope that, you know, maybe my ex-wife and I could still have a marriage.
Well, that's something we'll join you in prayer over, Anthony. You know the consequences, and you sent out the warning, and that's the key. Hey, listen, guys, your marriage may be on the line. Does it matter? Ladies, does it matter? It's a big deal. Marriages are destroyed every day by the decisions that are made. Today there is hope, and that's the message we wanted to share with you.
Hi, this is Dan in Kansas City, and I just wanted to tell you about one thing I was doing to be intentional. 10 years I've been addicted to pornography and been praying that God would deliver me from it, but one night I just realized that I had to be intentional about it. I had to do the smart thing, so I got rid of the internet, I moved my computer out of my room, I just took steps to do the smart thing that made sense, and it worked.
Yeah, it will. Hey, listen, you know, there's an interesting thing that Dan said. I've been praying for deliverance for 10 years. Sometimes we pray for something and God's saying, hello, I'm giving you the answer, giving you the answer, giving you the answer. We keep praying, God, give me the answer. The answer was to get the dumb internet out of my house, right? Come on. This thing was a problem. Maybe for you, it's people you associate with or places that you go or allowing yourself to be alone in places where you shouldn't be, frankly, or not having accountability. There's a whole myriad of things that you can do to get really intentional. So pray for delivery, pray for freedom, certainly, but then act. Do the next right one thing by being intentional.
Hi, Randy. This is Diana. I'm in Chandler, Arizona. I just had a quick comment. The intentional thing that I hear on the radio a lot and the comments and people talking about everything, I had addictions to emotional things, hurts and wounds that became the pity parties, other items. I could never understand how I would just keep going around the same mountain. But listening and listening over the years and keep feeding the Word of God, I changed my mind. And when you get delivered in your mind, your heart, your whole purpose just changes up. And I thank God, because if you hadn't been on there talking, I would have never thought about what I was thinking about and reevaluating my heart. And I encourage those that listen. Sometimes it's hard to hear, but it's worth every moment. So thank you again from one of the faithful and very grateful listeners.
Well, you're very welcome. Thank you for sharing that. You know, you go right back to a scriptural teaching here. The Bible says a lot about our minds. And in fact, what comes to my mind is a couple of verses. One is Philippians 4:8, whatever's right and pure and admirable and praiseworthy, think on such things. Boy, that's applicable to today's topic, isn't it? And then back in Ephesians, Paul's laying out this kind of this formula for our head, heart, and hand. And he says, hey, guys, be renewed in the spirit of your minds. And she's right on. It begins with our minds. Tell yourself the truth. And as Dan said in that spot just a little bit ago, and then act on it. Know the truth, act the truth, figure out what pleases Christ, and then do it, Ephesians 5:10. I mean, that's about as practical as it gets when it comes to this thing of living intentionally, especially around this topic. You know what? We pray for you. This is a huge issue for men and women. And now with the internet, boy, in the privacy of a handheld device, there you are. And so we just pray that you'll experience true freedom in this area. And I want you to know it's because of other people who support this ministry that we can share that message with you today. It's because of other people who support that we can be here for you as you make a decision for freedom in your life. Which reminds me to say thank you to every monthly member, every financial supporter of Intentional Living. I need your help in this year. We cannot continue without your support, and I thank you for standing with us, and your monthly support really qualifies you to be a part of the ongoing teaching membership team. So just come and join us at theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, and thanks. Here's some upcoming programs. When your child gets divorced, ouch, that hurts, and the power of service. We'll see you next time from Intentional Living.